Stage 22. Augusta, Rundell, and Zeughaus. Very soon after Herzog Ulrich had taken possession of Hohentwiel in 1521, the expansion of the fortress to regional fortress status was begun. Still during his period of office, but especially that of his son, Herzog Christoph, surrounding walls, casemates, fire and weapon towers came into being. It's not known in which year the Augusta Rundell was built. It's thought it could date from the second half of the 16th century. It could already be seen from the first plans of the fortress drawn up by master builder Heinrich Schickard in 1591. It's an impressive building measuring 25 meters in diameter and is sometimes referred to as the Big Tower. The walls of the Rundell are so thick that they largely survived the destruction of Hohentwiel in 1800.
From this tower, the whole of the southerly and westerly foothills of Hohentwiel were monitored. Inside it, the weapons loaded and fired. Close by powder, weapons and munitions were stored ready for use in the Zeughaus, as it was known. No fewer than 47 heavy weapons and 612 handguns were stored at Hohentwiel at the start of the Thirty Years' War, together with huge quantities of gunpowder. The Zeugwart had oversight of this store. It was his job to ensure that the weapons were all in working order and to give the right priority to orders for munitions.
When Herzog Friedrich I was returning from Italy in 1600 and set up a temporary encampment on Hohentwiel, he used this opportunity to demonstrate his military strength. In his entourage was his master builder, and it's from his reports that we know your gracious ruler himself reported on many trees and large and small plots in the field. Others who did this were the captain, the keller, the lieutenant, the bailiff, and many others. So that all rough weapons were fired off on the same day, so there was a very loud noise in the fortress and the whole region echoed.